back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. And look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Any time pass, we don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Last week, Japanese scientists placed explosive detonators at the bottom of Lake Loch Ness to blow Nessie out of the water. Sir Court Godfrey of the Nessie Alliance summoned the help of Scotland's local wizards to cast a protective spell over the lake and its local residents and all those who seek for the peaceful existence of our underwater ally. Yes.
Hey, Napoleon, what'd you do all last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska hunting wolverines.
Did you shoot any?
Yes, like 50 of them. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
What kind of gun did you use?
A freaking 12 gauge. What do you think?
I think the fire. Just watch your step.
But
just watch your gaze, man. Work up your eyes. Kill.
Hey, could I use your guys' phone for a sec?
Is there anything wrong?
I don't feel very good.
Hi.
Is Grandma there?
No, she's getting her hair done.
What do you need?
Can you just go get her for me?
I'm really busy right now.
Well, just tell her to come get me.
Why?
Because I don't feel good.
Well, have you talked to the school nurse?
No, she doesn't know anything.
Will you just come get me?
No.
Well, will you do me a favor
then? Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not gonna use
hers, you sicko.
See ya.
Ugh. Idiot.
David Demke, please come to the office. David Demke.
You do understand English. This isn't that complex. Look, the cafeteria's down the hall, to the right, and downstairs.
Hey, is that a new kid or something?
Napoleon, this is Pedro. Would you mind showing him where his locker is?
Sure. Come on. Yeah, there's like a buttload of gangs at this school. This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with a bow staff. Did you ride the bus to school?
No. I ride my bike.
What kind of bike do you have?
It's a sledgehammer.
Dang. You got shocks, pegs. Lucky. You ever take it off any sweet jumps? You got like 3 feet of air that time. Can I try it really quick?
Floats in the air. To me, it's like a lullaby. I'm just flying by, oh, so high, like a kite tied to a stake.
How was school?
Worst day of my life. What do you think?
Well, I want you to go see if Tina wants some of this.
Kip hasn't done flipping anything today.
Look, tonight me and your... Kip, listen!
What?
Tonight me and your aunt are going to go visit some friends, and we're not going to be back till tomorrow. We're getting a little low on steak, so I got Lyle coming over tomorrow to take care of it.
Well, what's there to eat?
Knock it off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
Fine.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Stay home and eat all the freaking chips, Kip.
Napoleon, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day. Besides, we both know I'm training to become a cage fighter.
Since when, Kip? You have the worst reflexes of all time.
Try and hit me, Napoleon.
What?
I said come down here and see what happens if you try and hit me.
Such an idiot.
Let me see what your best move is.
I'll go get it.
Jeez!
Hello. Would you like to look like this?
This is a girl.
Because for a limited time only, glamour shots by Deb are 75% off.
I already get my hair cut at the Cotton Corral.
Well, maybe you'd be interested in some home-woven handicrafts.
I'm Rex, founder of the Rex Kwon Do Self-Defense System. After 1 week with me in my dojo, you'll be prepared to defend yourself with the strength of a grizzly, the reflexes of a puma, and the wisdom of a man. Come down today for your free trial lesson!
And here we have some boondoggle keychains. A must-have for this season's fashion.
I already made like affinity of those at scout camp.
Well, is anyone else here trying to earn money for college?
Your mom goes to college.
Let's bring in that.
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner. Tina, eat. Eat the food. Eat the food!
It'd be nice if you could pull me into town.
My name is Rex, and if you study with my 8-week program, you will learn a system of self-defense that I developed over 2 seasons of fighting in the Octagon. It's called Rex Kwon Do. I need a volunteer. Okay, you'll do. Come up here. Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei! Okay. Now I'm gonna give you one chance. One chance, people. Give me your best shot. Alright, that was pretty good. Okay, now watch this, everybody. Grab my arm. The other arm. My other arm. Okay, now watch this. I'm just going to break the wrist and walk away. Break the wrist, walk away.
Jeez.
Okay, it's just that simple. Now, I want you to kick me. Come on, kick me. Okay, do it again. Do it again.
Ouch.
Okay, you'll block it every time. Have a seat. Now, in addition to what you just saw, if you study with my 8-week program, you're going to learn these things first off. Rex Kwon Do, we use the buddy system. No more flying solo. You need somebody watching your back at all times. Second off, you're going to learn to discipline your image. Do you think I got where I am today because I dress like Peter Pan here? Take a look at what I'm wearing, people. Do you think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys? Forget about it. Last off, my students will learn about self-respect. Do you think anybody thinks I'm a failure because I go home to Starlight Night? Forget about it. Now, for only $300, you can sign up right now for my 8-week program.
Well, that place was a ripoff.
Hey, Lyle.
Nothing on here works smooth.
say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul. Say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you.
So I found the best water.
So me and you are pretty much friends by now, right?
Yes.
So you got my back and everything?
What?
Never mind. Have you heard about the dance?
Yes.
Have you met anyone to ask yet?
No. But I probably will after school.
Who are you gonna ask?
That girl over there.
Summer Wheatley? How the heck are you gonna do that?
Build her a cake or something.
Yeah, my old girlfriend from Oklahoma was gonna fly out here for the dance, but she couldn't because she's doing some modeling right now.
Is she hot?
See for yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, I took her to the mall to get some glamour shots for her birthday one year.
I like her bangs.
Me too. How long did it take you to grow that mustache?
A couple of days.
I wish I could grow one. Are you gonna eat your tots?
No.
Can I have them? You see that girl over there? She came over to my house the other day.
Why?
I don't know, but she left all this crap on my porch.
She's pretty good looking.
Do you dare me to go talk to her?
Sure.
I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat? Because you're not. You could be drinking whole if you wanted to. Well, I have all your equipment in my locker. Should probably come get it because I can't fit my nunchucks in there anymore.
Where's your locker?
Hey, can I have one of your keychains?
Napoleon, give me some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give me some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today. Oh, God. Gross. Freaking idiot. Tina, come get some ham.
What are you doing here, Uncle Rico?
Grandma took a little spill at the sand dunes today. Broke her coccyx.
What? Since when does she go to the dunes?
Looks like there's a lot you don't know about.
So when's Grandma coming back?
I don't know. Not sure.
You don't have to stay here with us. We're not babies.
Ha ha! Talk to your Auntie Carolyn.
Well, Kip is like 32 years old.
I don't mind if you stay.
Yeah. Thanks, Kip.
What the flip was Grandma doing at the sand dunes?
She was on a date with her boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
Hey. You guys want to see my video? So what do you think?
It's pretty cool, I guess.
I wish I could go back in time. I'd take state.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Napoleon, like anyone can even know that.
You know what, Napoleon? You can leave.
You guys are retarded.
Huh. Hey, check that out.
So you and Tammy still together?
No, not really.
Why is that?
Well, she's jealous. Says I'm living too much in 82. Yeah, I dumped her. What about your girlfriend?
Well, things are getting pretty serious right now. I mean, we chat online for like 2 hours every day, so... I guess you could say things are getting pretty serious. I'm just really trying to raise a few bucks right now so I can bring her out for a few days.
Yeah. What does she look like?
She's got sandy blonde hair. She's pretty good looking face, but I'm just getting really just kind of TO'd because she hasn't even sent me a full body shot yet.
Hey, you know, I got a little project that we might be able to make a little moolah with.
Really? That sounds pretty good.
Have you ever heard of nylon polymer?
Go for it.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Watch this.
What the heck are you doing?
That's what I'm talking about.
I better go.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over them mountains? Yeah, if a coach would have put me in fourth quarter, we'd have been state champions, no doubt. No doubt in my mind. You better believe things would have been different. I'd have gone pro. In a heartbeat, I'd be making millions of dollars and living in a big old mansion somewhere. You know, soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate. Kip, I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace. You ever come across anything like time travel?
Easy. I've already looked into it for myself.
Right on. Right on.
Pedro here today?
I don't think so. Why?
Just wondering. Can you get this to him for me?
Okay. Hey, Summer. You want to play me? Liger.
What's a liger?
It's pretty much my favorite animal. It's like a lion and a tiger mixed, bred for its skills and magic.
Where's your friend?
I don't know. Did you see him today?
No.
Neither did I.
Do you need a ride?
No. I missed the bus today, but my uncle's coming to get me.
Oh.
See ya.
Just a little bit east of the cemetery is a good little area right here. We should do it right there, but don't go down here because they don't have any money.
So how long are we talking about working?
What, you're already losing your steam?
No, I have a chat room meeting at 4. I gotta be back here by then.
All right, then you just start a little earlier, that's all.
All right.
Or else work afterwards. How long's the chat room?
Geez, sometimes up to 3-4 hours, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
You pay the bills for that? Does that cost money every time you're on, like for minutes on the phone?
Yeah, Grandma's still paying per minute. She gets kind of pissed at me sometimes because I'm on there so long.
I bet she does. I'll tell you something, I'd be throwing you out the window.
Bueno.
Hello?
Who's this?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Who?
Napoleon Dynamite. I'm one of Pedro's best friends.
Your name is Napoleon?
Yes. Is Pedro there?
No, he's not here right now.
Okay, bye.
See, Crystal Street. That's for you. I'm going to Adams Park. They got some money in Adams Park.
What?
Let's go, Kipper. I think we should take this someplace a little more private.
That's a good idea.
Please, please. get started on a new project, I have a few concerns. First off, I'm concerned about your transportation situation. I mean, do you got a car you can borrow from someone?
Well, that's the problem right now. At the moment, nothing comes to mind.
You can borrow my van for the time being. I'd do better on foot anyway. We also need some way to make us look efficient, like we got all the answers.
How about some gold bracelets?
We need, like, some name tags with our picture on it, all laminated and whatnot. I mean, we gotta look legit, man.
That's true, that's true.
Say, you know of a place we can get our picture taken, like a photo store?
Okay. Turn your head on more of a slant. Now, make a fist. Slowly ease it up underneath your chin. This is looking really good.
You can say that again.
Okay, hold still right there. Now, just imagine you're weightless. You're in the middle of the ocean, surrounded by tiny little seahorses. That was one. I think that's gonna come out really nice.
Huh. You did it? Wow. Well, I felt really relaxed. Thanks, Deb. You're up, Kip.
Is there some kind of vest that I can wear?
Where have you been?
I got sick.
Has Summer said anything to you yet?
No, not yet.
Well, she said no.
She did? Well, what about that other girl?
What other girl?
The one that left all that crap on your porch.
You mean Deb?
Yes, her.
Well, what about her?
Well, I asked her about too.
What? Nobody's gonna go out with me.
Have you asked anybody yet?
No, but who would? I don't even have any good skills.
What do you mean?
You know, like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Aren't you pretty good at drawing, like, animals and warriors and stuff?
Yes. Probably the best that I know of.
Just draw a picture of the girl you want to take out and give it to her for like a gift or something.
That's a pretty good idea.
If you invest in the 24-piece set, I'm going to throw in a little gift.
So what's the gift?
I bet you folks don't have one of these.
I want that.
You see, this ain't your run-of-the-mill crapperware. These are some serious Nupont fiber woven bowls.
So if we purchase the 24-piece set, the mini sailboat is included.
That's correct, sir. Lance, you look like a strong young pup. Why don't you see if you can give that a nice tear? Don't hurt yourself now.
I can't do it.
So, how does the dealio sound to you?
Is Trisha here?
Oh, I'm sorry she's not. She's at a friend's house right now.
Well, hey, Napoleon. Napoleon's my nephew.
Oh, that's nice.
Could you just give this to her for me?
I certainly could.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Poor kid. I've been taking care of him while his grandma's in the hospital. He still wits the bed and everything.
You're kidding.
Yeah, he's a tender little guy. He still gets beat up and whatnot. Anyway, so we still feeling pretty good about this 32-piece set here?
I don't know.
What the crap was Uncle Rico doing over my girlfriend's house?
Only let go of me. I think you're bruising my neck meat.
Fine. What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
I'm out making some sweet moolah with Uncle Rico. Jeez, I think he ripped my mole off.
I did?
Yeah, is it bleeding?
A little bit.
Hey, Kim.
Wish you wouldn't look at me like that, Napoleon.
I wish you'd get out of my life and shut up.
I'm gonna tell you something right now while you're out there playing patty cake with your friend Pedro. Your Uncle Rico, making $120.
I can make that much money in 5 seconds.
Jeez, yeah, right, Napoleon. I made like $75 today.
Napoleon, looks like you don't have a job. So why don't you get out there and feed Tina?
Why don't you go eat a decrepit piece of crap? There's a lot more where this came from. If you go to the dance with me, yours truly, Napoleon Dynamite.
You know you're going to go to that dance with that boy.
By noon, I need them 8,000 hens moved into their new cages. Sometimes they don't want to cooperate. But you give them a good shaking, they'll settle down for you.
Do the chickens have large talons?
Do they have what?
Large talons.
I don't understand a word you just said. Okay, you meet me back here about noon and we'll have a little lunch waiting.
Again.
Over there, that creek, man, I found a couple of Shoshone arrowheads.
Can't find my checkbook. Hope you don't mind I pay you in change.
$6. It's like $1 an hour. Hello?
Hi, is Napoleon there?
Yes.
Can I talk to him?
You already are.
Oh. Napoleon, this is Trisha. I'm just calling to tell you that I can go to the dance with you. And also, wanted to thank you for the beautiful drawing you did of me. It's hanging in my bedroom.
Really?
Took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip. It's probably the best drawing I've ever done.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, well,
I'll probably pick you up at 6 o'clock for the dance. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Who was that?
Trisha.
Who's she?
My woman I'm taking to the dance.
Do you draw her a picture?
Heck yes, I did.
Well, what are you going to wear to the dance?
Just like a silk shirt or something. What are you going to wear?
Dev has something for me. But you should probably get a suit.
Pedro, how do you feel about that one?
It looks nice.
Yeah, it looks pretty sweet. It looks awesome. It's incredible. I need you to give me a ride in an hour.
Where to?
The dance.
You taking my client's daughter?
Yes, we need to pick her up too.
Well, Uncle Rico's got a sale to finalize in Bonita in 5 minutes.
Well, can you just take me and then drop me off when you're done or whatever?
I'll be back in a minute. Don't disturb me while I'm in there.
Well, hurry up, because I gotta get Trisha.
I got the 24-piece set right here.
to my ride. Now?
No. We're just friends.
Huh. How are your glamour shots been going lately?
Pretty good. I could do a personal portrait sometime. If you wanted to come over.
Okay.
The second hand unwind. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be
think people will vote for me?
Heck yes. I'd vote for you.
Like, what are my skills?
Well, you have a sweet bike, and you're really good at hooking up with chicks. Plus, you're like the only guy at school who has a mustache.
That's true.
If you need to use any of my skills, I can do whatever you want.
Thanks. If I win, you could be my secretary or something.
Sweet! Plus, I could be your bodyguard, too. Or, like, Secret Service captain or whatever.
Okay.
Is that yours?
Don't touch it. It's Uncle Rico's.
What's it for?
It's a time machine, Napoleon. We bought it online.
You're right.
It works, Napoleon. You don't even know.
Have you guys tried it yet?
No. So are you ready?
Yeah, hold on. I forgot to put in the crystals. Okay, turn it on. It's a piece of crap. It doesn't work.
Well, I could have told you that. I said the 12-pack, not the 24-pack. You're just gonna have to mix and match.
Shut up. Say so the whole world can hear.
Well, put it back. Oh, and you know we can't afford the fun pack. What, do you think money grows on trees in this family? Take it back. Get some Pampers for you and your brother while you're at it.
This, boy, I'll tell you that.
Use those.
The defect in that one is bleach.
That's correct.
Yes. This tastes like the cow got into an onion patch.
Correct.
Yes.
They're pretty good. Except for one little problem. That little guy right there. He is nipple number 5. A good dairy cow should have like 4.
Well done.
Vote for summer.
Vote for summer.
Hi. Vote for summer. Vote for summer.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Vote for summer. Vote for summer. Hi, ladies.
Vote
for summer.
Are
you guys voting?
Do you think it's kind of warm in here?
No.
I think they have the heater on or something.
It seems pretty good to me.
You don't feel like your head is burning or anything?
No.
I'm gonna go home and lay down.
Okay, see ya.
Vote for summer.
Yeah, right, I'm not voting for her.
Then who are you gonna vote for?
I'm voting for Pedro Sanchez. Who do you think? Hey, Don. Can I have one of those buttons?
That guy in Florida give you your money back yet?
Oh, I wrote him an email saying I'm going to contact the authorities if I don't get a refund in full. Don't
you ever wish you could go back? With all the knowledge you have now?
I guess so.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. You'd find your soulmate.
I've already got a soulmate.
Oh, yeah. What's her name again?
LaFonda.
LaFonda. Huh. How's she doing?
Well, I think I'm going to need some time off. She's flying out from Detroit for a few days.
Well, what about work? Well, haven't you studied up on the new product?
Yes.
Well, do you know it backwards and front?
Basically.
Why don't you sell some to that girlfriend of yours? You might as well do something while you're doing nothing.
Because she doesn't need any, that's why.
Hey, I did some drawings for the flyers.
Pink.
Why do you got your hood on like that?
Well, when I came home from school, my head started to get really hot. So I drank some cold water. But it didn't do nothing. So I laid in the bathtub for a while. But then I realized that it was my hair that was making my head so hot. So I went into my kitchen and I shaved it all off. I don't want anyone to see.
I know what you mean.
There's just so many options.
That one's good. Looks like a medieval warrior.
You know, you're right. That's a good one.
Sorry.
I think this matches your season, Pedro.
Thank you.
Vote for Pedro.
Hey, give me 50 cents so I can buy a pop.
I don't have any, Grant.
Come on, I'll pay you back.
I don't have...
Stop! Here!
How's your neck?
Stings.
That's too bad. Pedro offers you his protection.
Hey, let me borrow your bike.
No.
Come on, I'll give you some chips.
No.
Trisha?
Yeah.
You remember me? I'm a friend of your mom. I'm Napoleon's uncle, Uncle Rico.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you give your mom a couple of these and tell them to hand them out to her friends or whoever?
Okay.
You girls give me a call if you feel like you could use some.
Have a nice day.
I'm a freaking idiot because of you.
You're gonna clean my van right now.
Get off of me, bodegget.
Look, Pedro, I don't know how they do things down in Juarez, but here in Idaho we have a little something called pride. Understand? Smashing in the face of a piñata that resembles summer Wheatley is a disgrace to you, me, and the entire Gem State.
Yes.
All right then, let's get started.
Are you disqualified?
No. It just made me take down the flyers as a penalty for the piñatas.
Can you still run for president?
Yes. I don't understand. He say you're not allowed to smash piñatas that look like real people. But we do it in Mexico all the time.
Your hair looked great today.
Thank you.
All right. See you tomorrow, Pedro.
Who are you?
I'm LaFonda.
What are you doing here?
I'm waiting for Kip.
Kip?
Why are you so sweaty?
I've been practicing.
Practicing what?
Some dance moves.
You like dancing?
Well, my chores are done. So you ready, LaFonda?
I am, honey.
Sorry, Napoleon. We're just running a little bit late for some prime rib. Tell Uncle Rico not to wait up for me.
Here. You might like that. My cousin made it. I'll be waiting outside for you, baby. Bye, Napoleon.
See ya.
LaFonda is the best thing that has ever happened to me. I'm 100% positive that she's my soulmate. Napoleon, I'm sure there's a babe out there for you, too. Peace out.
See ya.
Is this what you were looking for?
No, I was thinking of something a little more softer on the edges.
Well, I have a nice soft pink sheet I could hang. And I could wrap you in some foam or something billowy.
Yeah, billowy's good.
It'd be really nice if I could get the fan going. I could hang some tinsel from the top.
You know, Deborah, you have striking features. Such a soft face should be complemented with a soft body.
Mr. Rico?
My friends and clients, they call me Uncle Rico.
What are you doing?
Shh. Don't say another word. Napoleon told me you'd be interested.
Napoleon?
You stop wishing and call me when you're ready.
Hello?
Napoleon?
Yeah? Who's this?
It's Deb. And I'm calling to let you know I think you're a shallow friend.
What the heck are you even talking about?
Don't lie, Napoleon. Your Uncle Rico made it very clear how you feel about me.
What?
I don't need herbal enhancers to feel good about myself. And if you're so concerned about that, why don't you try eating some yourself?
Grandma just called and said you're supposed to go home.
She didn't tell me anything.
Too bad. She said she doesn't want you here when she gets back because you've been ruining everybody's lives and eating all our steak.
I'm not going anywhere, Napoleon.
Get off my property.
It's a free country. I can do whatever I want.
Get off my property or I'll call the cops on you.
Well, then do it. Go on.
Maybe I will. Gosh.
Hello?
Pedro? How's it going?
Good.
Liv just called me. She pretty much hates me by now.
Why?
Because my Uncle Rico's an idiot!
Do you have anything to give to her?
No. Not unless she likes fish. Are you still going to give your speech tomorrow?
Yes.
Do you already know what you're going to say?
Yes. But not all of it.
Just tell them that their wildest dreams will come true if they vote for you. I'll see you tomorrow, Pedro.
Look right here. We have Sally Johnson from Manitou, Colorado. Would you like to read her testimonial right there?
Sure. After using Bust Must Plus, I have such big bosoms. I don't feel comfortable reading this.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. But do you feel comfortable with me? You could be somewhere around here.
Come here, boy! Ow! I didn't mean that. Ow!
Well, I never thought I would make it here today. I would be a great class president because I promised to put two new pop machines in the cafeteria, and I'm also going to get a glitter Bonnie Bell dispenser for all the girls' bathrooms. Oh, we're going to get new cheerleading uniforms. Anyway, I think I'd be a great class president, so who wants to eat chimichangas next year? Not me. See, with me, it will be summer all year long. Vote for summer.
And now Summer will perform her skit with members of our very own Happy Hands Club.
Your speech is up next. Your skit had better be pretty good.
A skit?
You perform a skit after your speech, Pedro.
What? A flippin' skit? Why didn't anybody tell us about this?
President anyway.
Pedro, just listen to your heart. That's what I do.
I'll just tell them that I have nothing to say.
Hello? I don't have much to say, but I think it would be good to have some holy santos part of the high school to guard the hallway and to bring us good luck. El Santo Niño de Atocha is a good one. My Aunt Concha has seen him. And we have a great FFA schedule lined up. And I'd like to see more of that. If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true. Thank you.
Up next, I hope you'll enjoy a skit by Pedro Sanchez.
So I've got to hang out on
caught you a delicious bass. You want to play me?
I'd like to give you this advice. And a fellow gave me some years ago. He said, when an argument arises, if you go outside and take a nice walk, you'll calm down, and then you can go back and there won't be an argument. And you'll find that helps your health. All that fresh air and exercise will do you a lot of good. Is there anything else you'd like to ask about?
Pedro, where the heck's Napoleon?
I don't know.
LaFonda, Lucas, you take Kipling, Ronald, Dynamite to be your lawful wedded husband, to honor in sickness and health, till death do you part?
I do.
Kipling, Ronald, Dynamite, you take La Fonda, Lucas, to be your lawful wedded wife, in sickness and health, till death do you part?
You know I do.
By the authority vested in me, I pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Photo of me on the horse real quick.
Sure.
Thanks. I hope your guys' experiences are unforgettable.
Looky, looky. A little keepsake for you guys.